Going to the Bears training camp today with a couple buddies.
Training day!
Yes, it is!
We are the official kickoff of the football season, if I can use that term, kickoff.
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Pardon the pun.
Yes.
Yep, that's Chef Boyardee Tranch, Northside Pop, for getting the grill first thing this morning.
All bow to the grill master. Thank you,
Lou. All, yep. Got our broths ready, our dogs ready. We'll throw some burgers on the grill later, and we're all ready to go.
Awesome, baby. Hey, how about
Bears win?
Yes, 2-0 in the preseason. It like
you know counts. What? This is the curse. This is the curse. Everybody's going to think they're going to be good.
Well, you know, you take it where you can get it, Lou. You take
That's
it where
what
you
she
get.
Said.
How are those Giants doing, Lou?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know there's a little controversy with Eli Manning.
Okay.
They seem to have him comparing him with Jay Cutler.
Oh, no.
Out there in New York, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying, you know, yeah, he's had a few bad seasons, but who else is out there?
That's pretty
Which
much
it. Which is kind of like the Cutler line, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
We'd like to get rid of him, but for who?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a resignation to a season if I've ever heard one, so.
Yeah.
Are you warming up your predictions, Lou? We're going to get that show on the road soon.
Oh, 9-7.
Will you say that on the podcast, or on the vodcast, Lou, when we put that together?
I don't know. They may end up 10-6 if I get caught up in the moment. You know how that puppet is. That puppet takes over, we have no idea what's going on. Kind of like a total recall, you know, where that little guy comes out of the guy's body.
So what can we expect today? You got the grilling, you got the chilling, you got the what's going to be on the tube? You don't know.
Oh, we got baseball up the wazoo.
Very good.
Up at 1, we got the Sox at 2:30.
All right. How about
yes,
the
yes,
Cubs?
Yes. How about those Cubs?
I've been stricken with I've been told just to shut up. It's over. They've rendered me mute. They're that good.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, I like seeing it. I mean, a nice team of young kids. You know, I've said it before. Fun to watch.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, Madden's making the right moves with young talent.
It's just, you know, it's like they're being the team of the future that they've always said they would be.
Well, you know what, though? But then you got to look back at teams like the Orioles or even Kansas City last year, although Kansas City's making another run for it this year. But,
yeah.
You know?
But they've got the fortune behind them. They got the stadium. They got the cult-like fans. It's all good. See, you hear me, Kurt St. Cobb? It's all good.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to see you at the summer?
Yes, sir. And any hope of a sandwich review in the next millennium?
Oh, my God, was that a wonderful place.
All right. Let's hear it.
Yeah, called Lewis.
Ding, 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 ding.
Lewis Bar and Restaurant.
All right. Where is that located?
In Norwood, Massachusetts.
We're going on the road, Lou, just like Bourbonnais.
Oh, yeah. So they just had.
When were you in Norwood?
I was there last week.
Mm. Very good.
And for there last week. And dropping doodle dick right off at school.
Oh, there you go. My gosh. Oh, wow. Wow. So, okay.
Yeah.
So, Lewis's, it was called Lewis's Pub, or what?
Lewis Grill and Restaurant.
Okay, very good. And what did you have?
I started out with an appetizer of steamers.
Woohoo! A Cleveland
and,
steamer?
What's that?
A Cleveland steamer?
No, it wasn't a brick house.
All right, so after, is that clams, I assume?
Yes. And then I had heard many people talk about this Bar's hamburger.
All right.
So I went with the hamburger.
And?
It was outstanding.
All right. Did it have a tomato on it, Lou?
Medium rare. Yes, I did it with tomato, mustard, and ketchup.
Awesome. Very basic.
It was about a third of a pound burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a regular, it was cooked. It was just beautiful, nice and juicy. And it was just regular old hamburger. Nothing, no secret recipe, no nothing.
All right.
And I said, what's your secret?
Uh-huh.
She goes, salt and pepper.
Lou, what's your spills rating on that?
Oh, I'm giving it a 3.5. 3.5.
Oh my God! We might have to send them an official Lou.
Oh yeah, that was just a great place. And
yes,
while you're waiting for your burger or you're eating your burger, you can play a delightful game of Keno. my hamburger and steamers cost me $8.
Wow.
And my Keno habit cost me $25.
There you go, Lou. With no comeback on that, right?
You just no return.
Yeah, no return.
All right. I should have thrown the money out the window on the man fight.
All right, it's good to get back to the sandwich review. We missed it. All right, so Lou, your question of the week. You ready?
I'm all ears.
So, what is better, Lou? A training day or a training bra, and why? You're silent.
You're talking to a father of doodle.
Oh,
so I am.
You're gonna push on that question, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. Let's get out of this thing.
And there are so many comments there.
Yes, I know.
Anyway.
Well, let's
have an outstanding week.
And let's see everybody at the training day today. Go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Awkward Silence Service. When you can't answer a question, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou silences you.